This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I don't know what are the chances of this, but I was just gifted a free turkey jerky at a rest stop in just outside of Youngstown, Ohio. I don't know what it is with cured meats and truck stops in the Midwest and me, but it's a weird coincidence. It's one I welcome, I'll be honest. As you may have noticed already by the poor sound quality that I'm delivering, it's me all alone today. The last few months it's been me and my partner in crime, the brains behind the operation, Mr. Chris Gersbeck, right out of the gate. And Chris, there's been some, I don't know what's going on. Chris, there's some Nair incident. He was very unclear about it, but I'm sort of flying blind today. It's sort of like when a pilot, like one of them just keels over because of like some sort of gas leak or some lack of oxygen, or maybe he's just in the can for a seriously long time. Any one of those things. My point is, I'm here all alone on the microphone. My sweet dear Lucy is staring at me. I'm still all this time into it. I'm not sure where she stands on podcasting. I think she's probably not exactly crazy about it. But what can I do? I don't lick my butt. So there's things we don't have in common. Have I tried? Sure. Anyway, let's keep moving. That was low-hanging fruit, Dave. Shame. But it won't be. I know a few weeks ago there was an episode where it was just me rambling for a seriously long time, and that was deeply disconcerting to a lot of people. But that's not what's happening today. It's going to be me left to my devices, sure, but I'm going to be Skyping with none other than the pride of Boise, Idaho, Mr. Curtis Stigers, who I'm going to call shortly here via the popular Skype, whatever it's called, mechanism. I do have other points of... Well, let's bring you up to speed on... Oh, what's been going on with me? I'm glad you asked. I was just in scenic Ohio. I was at Earthquaker Day, Earthquaker Devices, that popular Akron, Ohio-based pedal concern. They had... sweet. I know on my goddamn Dave Hill Show radio show, there was a lot of, whenever talk veered to pedal talk, it was very alienating and enraging for some on a global level. But I did go, they have this day that's fun, there's snacks, and a lot of bands and hijinks, and I gave a presentation on pedals that I think probably helped no one learn anything about pedals, but I think probably, enlighten people in other ways. And so I did that. What else did I do? I'm glad you asked. I got into an... I didn't see this one coming. I got into a... I would say a full-fledged blues jam in Perry, Ohio, which is a remote area way out east. I was on my way back from Earthquaker Day. Well, the day after. I was hanging out with my dad. And my girlfriend called, and she's like, she and her mom were at this roadside bar on a Sunday afternoon, cooling off with some cold ones. And she said, there's like an open jam here from 4 to 8. And you know, my mom has never seen you play guitar. Would you come and rip some sweet solos? And I was reluctant because, you know, I don't just show up at jams very often. I'm a shy type. Keep to myself mostly, but I went. I had some cheese sticks. I had some boneless chicken wings, which I don't recommend. And then I got up and I ripped some solos, and it was super fun. And people are still talking about it in the easternmost part of northeastern Ohio, I would like to think. I don't know for sure. Will I be back? Yeah. Every Sunday when I'm in Ohio, I'm going to be there ripping solos and eating cheese sticks. Let's move on, though. Let's move on. I swear the fan just kicked on itself. Is that possible? I'm going to walk over here and see. This is breaking news. Oh. Nope. I took my headphones off. It's the fan in the other room. I got a new air conditioner, not to brag. And it really kicks out the cold so much that a lot of times I'm just like, ooh, it's chilly in here. And I have to turn it off. But I still have the fans going because I live in an old building. And it's not, let's be honest, you know, despite my glamour profession, it's not central air. I'm just a man of the people with a window unit that's probably going to fall out and kill someone at some point. Hopefully me, though. You know, I don't want to harm anyone else. Let's check out, this is the crime blotter, in which I take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio. That's right. Again, I pulled these up, right out of the gate. I want to take you to the Lyndhurst Police Blotter. This is, this will tick a lot of boxes for you, crime aficionados. Resident reports dead skunk in trap left at her door. Not done yet. And that a person defecated on her property. I'm listening. Let's get into it. Okay, suspicion. Haverston Road. Lyndhurst, Ohio. By the way, one town over from where I grew up in University Heights. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you can drive right from University Heights into Lyndhurst, or maybe just a few blocks further, and then you're in Lyndhurst. But just to give you a sense of how touched I am by this crime, suspicion is the case that they gave me. Haverston Road. Gosh, I must have driven by there 7,000 times in my youth. At 6:55 p.m. July 30th, yes, days ago, a resident informed police that someone had placed by her home's front door a dead skunk in a trap. The woman also reported that a human had defecated in her yard. Animal control picked up the skunk and trap. The woman requested special attention be paid to her property to find the person who may have defecated on her property. How do you know? I guess, I don't know. How do you know that it's human? A human dump? Could have been a bear. I don't know. I don't know what bear crap looks like. Plus, I can't imagine taking a dump on... I mean, because how do you... Let's not get into it. But it just seems no one wins in that scenario, as best I can tell. Sounds to me like this is an open case, and someone has it out for this woman. I don't like that one bit. Feel bad for the skunk, too. I did see a few skunks back in Ohio, not to brag. Let's keep moving. Medina Police Blotter. I was in Medina while I was home. Police investigate out-of-control game of tag. Medina is sort of in southeastern, northeastern Ohio, if that makes sense. It makes sense to me. Juvenile complaint is the description here. South Broadway Street, that's got to be in the middle of town, right? Just by the sounds of it. Police responded to a juvenile complaint. Now, this is unclear. If a juvenile made the complaint or it was a complaint about a juvenile, I guess I'm leaning towards the latter. Or maybe it was someone in the game of tag that was just like, this is getting out of hand. Let's get the authorities involved. Police responded to a juvenile complaint at 6:55 p.m. August 5th. That was 3 days ago, I think, from when I'm recording this, in which a quote-unquote game of tag got out of hand. Reports did not give any further details and no citations were noted. How do you not give further details on... What is the game of tag? Oh, boy. I'm just going to keep going down The Medina police blotter, public indecency, North Court Street. Police responded to a report at 5:18 p.m. Am I high? 5:18 p.m. August 8th. That's in the future from when I'm recording this, unless I'm out of my mind. So this has to be a typo. August 8th about concerns with a male's behavior at an Aldi store. There were no further details available at the time of report. Well, is it public indecency or not is the question. Concerns with... This is... What was that TV show where the guy got the paper like... excuse me. He gets the paper like the day before it comes out, and then he knows like what's gonna happen, and then it's his job to like thwart the crimes or something. This is like that, only with my a website where I get Cleveland crime based news. So I'd have to fly. I'd have to sail on the wings of destiny, I guess, or something. But to stop this at the Aldi store, because it's happened at 5:18. I'm recording this on August 8th, 5:18 p.m. on August 8th. It's 10:22 a.m. as I'm recording this. This is bonkers. You can hear. You're probably thinking, well, Dave's got a cool sound effect going, but no, those are actual police probably responding to the call. Let's keep going. We now go to the Strongsville police blotter. Strongsville, I don't know, about half hour from where I grew up, I think. I don't know. I never spent much time there. Not even sure how to get there. I'm sure it's delightful. Great place to raise a family. Neighbor accused of spraying bug killer and perfume into resident's air conditioner. You heard me. What kind of... This is right up there with the person that left the dead skunk on someone's... There's a song by Loudon Wainwright called Dead Skunk. Anyway, disturbance, Whitney Road. On July 28th, a Whitney Road resident came to the police station regarding a troublesome neighbor. An officer talked to the man, who said that despite the fact that he was moving in 2 days, he wanted it documented that his apartment neighbor was spraying bug killer and perfume into his air conditioning unit. Police are investigating. That's really, why would you do that? I mean, I guess you don't like your neighbor, but, it gets nuts. It gets a little nuttier. You know, you think, oh, nothing goes wrong in Strongsville, Ohio, but not only is someone spraying bug killer and perfume into a guy's air conditioner 2 days before he's moving, but let's keep moving. No pun intended, or whatever. Suspicious situation on Broxton Drive. Broxton Drive, that's where Grandma lived. No, not mine, but someone's probably. On July 28th, a Broxton Drive resident called police regarding juveniles making noise and running around the area. Well, you only thought this sort of crap happened in Medina. An arriving officer located the kids who were playing outside playing baseball. They were advised of the complaint and told the officer they were going inside for the night. Okay, I'm going to call that case closed. Everyone handled that really well. Oh my god, it gets crazier. Ex-girlfriend blues. This doesn't sound like the name of a case. West 130th Street. West 130th Street. My friend Pat's sausage company is off of West 130th. This is getting close to home. I'm friends with the Sausage King of Cleveland, not to brag. On July 28th, a man called police after his girlfriend took his BMW. Fancy. The North Royalton police located the car in a Starbucks drive-thru. The woman left the keys of the car with the officer. The car was parked in a West 130th Street parking lot. The ex-girlfriend was given a ride home. No charges were filed. What? I don't know. I guess she just needed to go to Starbucks? This is unclear. The police located the car in a Starbucks. I guess it was parked after that? I don't know. I'm going to say this is an open case. I don't care if there were no charges filed. I'm enraged. These are chilling. This is chilling. It's all terrifying. Let's keep going. Out of control game of tag. That's probably enough, right? I'm trying to see if there's any other great cases. Girl 14 charged with several offenses after being found walking at 3:25 a.m.
What? 14. 3:25 a.m.
Doesn't say she did anything. I don't know. She was just walking along. Whatever. I don't know what she was, Oh, it goes on. I can't even get into this. Just sounds like she was out wandering, though. Hope she was all right, though. Oh, they had to take her to the ground in handcuffs. Okay. She resisted she was aggressive, I guess. A 14-year-old girl was aggressive. I'm sure police had... Okay, this is taking a dark turn. Ugh. Police. And wait, let's end this on a high note. No pun intended. High, near naked man arrested on lawn. This is from the Shaker Heights police blotter. Shaker Heights, literally 100 yards away from where I grew up, right across the city line. Disorderly conduct, Avalon Road. Oh my God, that's right near where my mom grew up. At 3:25 p.m., July 30th, it was reported that a scantily clad man got into a residence parked car at the corner of Kemper and Avalon Roads. Sure. Then was seen rolling around on a nearby lawn. I don't know why I said that. Nearby lawn. Like, it's like those when computers have to speak and they pronounce stuff weird. When police arrived, a resident asked, "Are you looking for the naked guy?" That's when things got exciting, if you ask me. The suspect, a Cleveland man, 41, was thought to be high on drugs and was taken to the hospital. Police charged the man with disorderly conduct and obstructing official business. What was the official business? I don't know. I'm going to call this an open case. Woo-wee! Where do you start? Where do you end? That's enough. That's about enough crime as I can handle. Let's give Curtis Steigers a call. I'm now going to switch over to Skype. Maybe it'll sound different. Maybe not. Here we go. Hello, Curtis.
David. Dave, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. This is like you're in Boise, Idaho, it sounds as if.
It's pretty much I am in Boise. Hang on, I'm turning off the sink so I don't bug you.
Oh, I thought you were cooking eggs.
Do you want anything?
Well, as the episode, you know, I was thinking we could just have, you could make noises and I could guess what it is.
What I was making? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should get creative with what I cook.
That's sort of like, you know, the whole thing with podcasts succeeding is to have like a real niche.
And that's
like you were just sipping something. You were sipping, tell me.
Yeah.
You were water, coffee.
Nope.
Scotch.
It was PG Tips breakfast tea with a little bit of milk. I like a little bit of 2% milk in my tea.
Wow. Okay. We could have sat here all day and it probably would have taken me, well, probably at least a few more minutes for me to guess that.
I don't think you'd have gotten it. I hate to cast aspersions on your guessing powers, but I think it was tricky.
I would have guessed tea as like the seventh choice. I would have gone orange juice, chocolate milk, Gatorade.
I thought we knew each other.
I've only seen you drink alcohol, I think, and that's not a judgment.
It felt like a judgment.
No. No one's judging you here. No one's. You're in a safe space.
This is a safe, judgment-free zone.
Yeah. No. No one's judging you. Everything's fine.
But just that tone makes it sound like you're judging me, but in a sort of a condescending, talk-down.
Yeah.
I'm a big New York comic, you know, guy, and you're just out there in Idaho sipping stupid tea, and now I feel, Jesus, I just feel.
What?
I need to go get a paper bag.
Get yourself together. Well, I didn't get. I was so excited to call you that I didn't give you a proper introduction before I called. Because I did record like a lead up, which was mostly shit talking, but I didn't explain. But you make it sound like you're some, like you just have a paper route in Idaho, but you're an internationally renowned jazz cat.
I'm certainly a cat. I like to use that term, and I like to use it in reference to myself. I'm a cat. I'm one of the cats out in the world.
I'm a cat. Sons of Anarchy theme song. Lucy's barking. She's barking to me for your various credits.
Is she high fiving you?
My bodyguard. No, that's not my bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
The bodyguard. I was sorry.
My bodyguard. That
she
was
got it wrong.
Wow, Lucy.
Wow. Okay. Well, now we're fighting over your credits.
What is she barking at? I mean, I've got three dogs here that I can get going if you'd like me to.
She's I think she's just trying to be a figurehead of menace in the building.
Wow. Yeah.
We don't edit this out either. Let's be clear.
What's that?
We don't edit this out either. Let's be clear.
Okay. No. Maybe you don't know. I'm an avid listener. I'm a regular listener. I know you don't edit anything out.
Yeah, we don't like to be too slick. If I get up to go to the bathroom, then the people wait.
Yeah. Sometimes a long time, I've noticed.
Oh yeah. Well,
Do you have a doctor that you could go at least talk to about that?
I should. It's time. I have not. Do you go see doctors?
I see. Were you going to ask if I go see men of science? Was that something you were going to?
No, but now I wish I had.
Yeah. Sure. I see a doctor, Dave. We're not getting any younger. We've got, there are certain dates, certain deadlines we need to catch up on. I mean, like the bad one, the
butt one.
The butt one, yeah. The butt that I really did not.
What is that? The colonoscopy or the?
Yeah, the colonoscopy.
I've never had that done. I'm thinking I hope to get to it soon.
In your neighborhood, you can actually. Anyway, I didn't enjoy it. The prepping is the bad part.
That's what I hear. It's not so much the event itself. It's the lead up. It's the
if you could be as high for the prepping as you are for the actual event, because they're good drugs. I mean, they're fabulous. You feel I was the nicest I've perhaps ever been, but certainly in the last 25 years, my wife was so happy with me, which is odd, that I just, had my, maybe that isn't odd. Maybe the idea that I just had my anus probed was something that really pleased my wife. And wow, I'm getting down to a lot of personal stuff here.
It sounds like, well, I don't know. It's hard. Oof. I don't know.
Anyway, don't know. Sorry.
This is taking a real turn.
So back to the fact that I listen to your show a lot. I think on the last episode that I listened to, maybe the last episode, you had a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
You have a mouse there in the apartment?
Not today. I'm not sure what's going on.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe Lucy was barking at the mouse, but then I thought she's never bothered the mice before. Why would she do it today?
No, she doesn't seem to care that. She's just sort of, despite her vigilance in protecting us.
It doesn't extend to mice.
She just kind of looks at him and is like, huh, look at that. Can you imagine that? She doesn't really get too worked up. She'll kind of be like, she's just kind of curious about it. Like, there's some things scampering about. Right. She doesn't bark at him or chase them or anything like that. But I haven't seen them. I was away for a few days.
Oh, maybe. Somebody sorted that problem out.
Maybe, but I'm not. I'm not seeing, and you know, I did. I think there was more than one, unless it right. was like a real.
Yeah, you were saying that they come in pairs, which I thought was sort of cute, sort of cartoony, that they would be like.
Well,
that,
you know? At first I had my suspicions that it was like kind of in Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, when he's changing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought maybe the mouse was doing. Like, no, I'm this mouse. No, I'm that mouse. But yeah. Then I was like, no. I don't think that's what's happening here at all.
There's actually one mouse with wearing pants and one mouse wearing a house dress.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
But I've not seen them since I've been. I went back to sunny Ohio for a few days. And
yeah.
Since I've been back, I have not seen them.
Did you see your dad?
I did, yeah. We went to we got pizza one night, not to brag. Yeah, well, and then
you can brag.
The next we went to brunch at his place. He has like they do like a brunch where he lives.
He lives in a retirement community thingy.
Yeah. You can go and you can get like an really whatever you want.
I don't know.
Yeah,
my mom just moved into one as well. She's only like 35, but she just had to wait. No, she couldn't be 35 because I'm anyway.
Doesn't check out, Curtis.
I've never been good with the math, or lying. But they have cobbler in the salad bar. At my mom's place every night. Every night there's cobbler
in the
salad bar. I've never thought of cobbler as
well. There goes your inheritance.
Salad. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
No, it's free. She gets it. It's built in. She's got her.
But I mean, this is an expensive retirement community.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, it
cobbler
is.
It doesn't pay for itself.
It does not. It does not. No, it costs a lot for mom to be there. So I'm glad to hear your dad's doing well. I'm a fan, as you know. I love the video of the two of you.
Oh, him playing Stairway to Heaven?
Melting faces with Stairway to Heaven. It's such a touching, beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube for the listeners. It's on search Dave Hill Stairway to Heaven. You can see it for the listeners who maybe haven't seen it.
Boy, it's great. You'll watch it. A few times, and then you'll show it to friends. That's what I did.
I'm trying to get him to learn a Rush song for my new book, Parking the Moose, which is out October 8th, available for pre-order now.
I've pre-ordered it. I have it. I just I heard from Amazon just a few days ago to remind me that I had pre-ordered it. I mean, I love that they remind me. Isn't that sweet? It's just like, I get to look ahead to that. But yeah, congratulations, Dave. That's really
thank you. Well, I intend to annoy the shit out of people about it for until at least next summer.
That's what we have to do. I mean, you know, it's not like anyone else is out there, you know, selling our stuff. We have to sell it ourselves.
Yeah. Bushes.
Go on the social media. I miss you, by the way. I miss you a lot.
Oh, on Twitter?
On the tweets, yeah. My God, it's a lonely place without you.
That's what everyone says. They're like, it's a totally useless platform now that I'm gone.
No one really does anything. I mean, mostly on Twitter now, we just, every now and then someone will tweet, I wonder what Dave's doing. And then that's it for, you know, hours, days sometimes.
And I'm just out here ruling.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we are still stuck there on this useless platform, the Twitter, the tweets.
Right.
And then you're out there writing books and traveling and ice skating.
I got into a blues jam I was just talking about earlier.
Whoa, really?
On this episode. Yeah, I'll revisit this story because I was just telling it into Lucy, basically.
I
was in Ohio, and my girlfriend calls me, and she says my mom and I are at this they're just at this bar on the side of the road, kind of out in the remote area
of Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's going to be an open jam from 4 to 8. And she knew I had my axe in the car with me. So what? She's like, come and rip some solos for my mom. Cause her mom had never seen me play guitar before.
Oh, I love this. So I have a huge smile right now. Imagining this whole scenario.
So I go there and I order some cheese, some mozzarella sticks that were really good.
Oh.
Boneless chicken wings, which were not very good.
No. That's kind of the same thing almost. You order mozzarella sticks and boneless chicken wings. They're the same. It's like they're both. Anyway.
They're doing the same job. But yeah, there weren't a lot of options at this place.
And you were hungry and you needed to get your blues strength up before you got up there to scorch.
Yeah, and so I was kind of like, I don't know, but then I got up there and I was a little timid at first.
Wow.
You know. And then I was like, you know what? Either you do it or you don't. And then I just started really digging in. And then this is your big shot,
your big Ohio shot. You might as well go for it, right?
Yeah. So I leaned over, I turned up, the guy had a pedal board and I just kind of cranked all the buttons and I just started ripping.
He's still pissed at you for
I know.
All of his settings.
I messed with his blues driver.
His ring rate. Oh, I don't even know.
That sounded believable.
First of all, what key were you playing in on that first song?
All the keys.
You just,
I don't know.
Whatever. Pick a key, any key, that kind of a thing.
We did like four songs. And, but this was like, I
songs
can't
that we would know. Songs that, those of us out here in that aren't in showbiz land like you are. What songs did you
like? The Thrill Is Gone, you know, The Thrill Is Gone.
Know it well. B.B. King.
Yeah, we did that. Song. We did Ohio by Neil Young. We did Evil Away.
Not really a blues standard, but still.
Oh, it was when I got through with it. And then what about, what else? Evil Ways by Santana.
Yeah, you can certainly play the blues on that.
And then, oh gosh, there was another one I can't remember. But
you must have had a ball.
I was, and this is like, there was Harleys all out front. I was the only one not smoking.
Wow. Oh yeah, because you can still smoke in.
You can't smoke inside. But every guy outside was smoking. It seemed. A lot of Harleys.
Did you tell him you know me? Because I'm such a biker icon.
Oh my gosh!
You should have
totally
dropped my name. You know? I am. They talk about me all the time. You know, when they're on the bikes, they'll yell back and forth to each other, and say, "How about that Curtis Stigers? That guy, whoa!" Like that, they'll do that.
Oh my gosh.
So you missed an opportunity. Next time.
I can't believe this. I blew it.
And now your listeners should very quickly go, Google me and find a picture of me and realize that I look kind of like an accountant a mature like hair model or something.
Maybe like a Chaz Dean sort of vibe.
Nice. I appreciate that.
There's a Chaz Dean. I only say that because there's a Chaz Dean opening by my house.
A Chaz Dean.
Do you know Chaz Dean?
I thought hair magnate. I thought you had said. Oh right, Chaz hair magnate. Okay, all right. Yeah, I could do that. I mean, that could be like my other career, doing some hair modeling.
I have
nice thick hair for an old guy.
You do. Well, you're not an old guy, but you do have nice thick hair. Chaz Dean, this is a guy not afraid of plastic surgery, as best I can tell. I'm hoping that he actually comes to the place that's opening by my house.
Not knowing Chaz Dean like you know Chaz Dean, I'm not certain. Who really knows him? I mean, deep down. But yeah, is he so famous and that it would be like a disruption in the neighborhood? Like, you know, maybe they'd have to cordon off streets for him to come in safely? Or
I don't know about that, because as you know, not to give away my exact coordinates, but I live in a pretty celebrity heavy neighborhood, as you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have to just, you know.
I mean, I live here.
Exactly. I just think that
there's a lot of celebrities.
Celebrities.
You know who lives on my street?
Who? Whom?
Hugh Jackman.
Whoa.
I think he does. I might be wrong.
It could be a guy who just kind of has a weird American Australian accent that really doesn't look anything like Hugh Jackman. He's just kind of that strange hybrid.
I think he does live down the street. New York, let's see, New York address. I think he does.
Cool.
Yeah, he does.
But I mean, your neighborhood, going back to it, I mean, your neighborhood is a celebrity haven. It's a place where people like you, big stars, can find a place. Huge. Yeah, huge.
Yeah, you built it up the right amount.
I felt like I'd made it pretty clear what I was saying, that you're a big,
huge.
I mean, yeah. So, but people like you can go, and Hugh Jackman can go for a haven, a safe place to just be yourselves, and you can leave your beautiful palatial homes and go out amongst each other. Or among each other. I always get that. I'm not as much of a wordsmith as I used to be. So anyway, I do love your neighborhood, and I can't wait to come visit you there again. I have to get a special pass though, because I'm not a big celeb. Big.
You're a big celebrity. You had that song in The Bodyguard.
Well, I had that recording. Yeah, it was actually a Nick Lowe song.
I know.
I know you know, but some people don't.
I'm not stupid.
There are people listening. It's not just you and me and Lucy.
I know. Well,
Chris? Chris?
The numbers aren't great.
Well, I trust, you know.
My numbers aren't as high as they could be.
Join the club, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You're doing great. I've got one foot in organized crime.
Well, at least you have a future. It's good.
Yeah, you gotta give me that.
Dave's got a future. So your producer, your cohort, your partner.
My partner, Chris Gersbeck. Sure,
Gersbeck. I was kind of hoping. I mean, again, being a fan of the podcast, I was sort of. Maybe hoping is strong, but I was expecting that Chris would be there to sort of bounce stuff off of. But it's just us today. You couldn't work out the tech, or maybe
there was an incident.
He had a dentist appointment.
Botched cosmetic procedure.
Oh dear.
Oh, I believe.
Poor Chris.
That's my understanding of what happened. Yeah, no, we all have concerns. Absolutely.
Have you seen his softcore porn thingy that he does? He doesn't do softcore porn.
No, he just does commentary.
Comic commentary on softcore. Or is it comic, or is it very serious and sort of constructive?
It's really serious. Really serious. No, it's a QED. I've not seen it yet. I hope to do it. It's late.
And that's what. Yeah, it's like
late on like a Friday. And it's like I think like 11:30. I could be getting it wrong, but Grandpa's been in bed for. I'm drifting off early. If I don't have shows, I'm like 10 o'clock, baby.
Sure. Yeah, you got. I mean, we've got to get our sleep. We've got to.
Yeah. Everyone thinks we just wake up gorgeous no matter how little sleep we've gotten.
No, there's a lot that goes into into being an internationally known superstar. Speaking of international, are you going to Edinburgh? Are you going to the
I am, but yes, but just to drink.
Oh well, that's what you do in Edinburgh.
I'm not going to do any shows.
There's a really good not a show at all. Well, I'm doing
the Greenbelt Festival. Yeah, I'm going to go see some shows, but I'm just going to go and drink for a couple days.
Yeah,
and then I do the Greenbelt Festival August 23rd in England.
Where's that?
It's just outside of it's like an hour outside of London, I believe. Near Kettering.
The Greenbelt Festival. All right, I'll tweet that. I have a lot of friends and fans in the England and the Britain.
Oh, that's where
it's a good place for me to make a living, and so every now and then I can sort of tell what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell my friends to listen to this podcast. How soon will this podcast come out, do you think?
Tomorrow.
All right. Wow.
Jeez. It's coming fast and hard, pal.
That's scary.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
You know what I meant to say?
What?
Speaking of England, that's where you and I met in person, was in England.
It is true, isn't it? Yeah, we met in Birmingham.
Birmingham. As we shouldn't say, but
the sweetest land or the sweetest town in Alabama. No, that's a kind of a bad version of a good Randy Newman song. Yeah, Birmingham. You were over there playing a club, doing it. You know, doing your sets or whatever you cats call them. You know, your jokes. And I was playing I was singing a lot of Sinatra and some other stuff too with the Ronnie Scott's big band at the City Hall venue, big boomy venue. And then you came over after your show and heard a few songs, and then I think we drank. I think that's what we do, basically.
We split a bottle of wine like gentlemen.
Like proper gentlemen. Yeah. No, that was fun. The Boise, the Republic trash truck here in Boise has just shown up. It's going to get loud. So I'm sitting in my backyard, and now the truck is right there. It would be fun for you to hear the difference between a New York City trash truck and a Boise garbage truck. Do you think there's like a big difference?
I'd kill for that experience.
Let's imagine
there's some difference. You know, I can't point to what the difference would be. So that was going to be my first question. I'll make it my last question.
We've been recording all this time?
Yeah. I meant to tell you we started recording. But it is Boise. It's not Boise. It's Boise.
Nice. Yeah, you touched on something early, something really early. Most people, it takes years. I was just telling my wife that she needed to say Boise instead of Boise, and she said, I did. And you know when your wife says, I did, even though she didn't, you really shouldn't tell her that she didn't. You should just say, yes, dear, you're probably right.
Well, you should tell her to fuck right off. No, just kidding. That's too harsh. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
You're
very recently married.
I am. I was married in April. It was a long time coming. We've been friends for many years and dating for 5 or 6 years. And
wait,
and
so you were friends first, and then
we were friends first. Yeah, we Jody and I, we've known each other for, God, 15, some number of years, and we've done fundraising. We've done 13 or 14 years of fundraising for a homeless shelter here in Boise. See, I said it, Boise, not Boise. And have raised, you know, nearly $2 million now for them, which has been very nice. And it's fun because all I do is I just put together like a variety show every Christmas time.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that would be so great. All right, you're going to come out.
I mean, I assume you're asking.
I am asking. I am, well,
I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll fit. We can fit. We'll figure. We'll find a slot for you.
I'm happy to do it.
No, we'll see if we can.
Yeah, listen, I'll do it.
Can I? What if I call? Let me just call you and let you know if it'll.
I'll do it. Let's consider this the call.
Fun. Well, I've been wanting to get you out here to.
Did you just say fun in a condescending way?
What do you mean? I mean, by condescending, do you mean
I just felt like you were
condescending, or
I feel like you were being more condescending? Just went right then.
I was being more passive aggressive.
All right, let's throw that in the condescending hopper. I guess.
I think it would be so much fun to have you come out for the, but you only get to do one song though, and I feel like there needs to be more Dave Hill in Boise. We're gonna figure this out, Dave. I mean, I think we could make a long song right here. Well, that's true. You could do, except I tell everybody they got to do under 5 minutes or less. So, I think they'd start to.
Oh, fine.
I can make like an exemption for you. I don't know. I mean, you're an out of towner too. That's could get. Anyway, I feel like we've gone.
I'm busy.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
All right. Well, thank you for including me. I mean, it really is. It's a thrill for me to be on this podcast that I listen to all the time. I mean, it's a little creepy, actually.
I think I speak for my global audience of several. I'm very excited about it. Can you stay on? We might as well. Let everyone rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get incredible podcasts. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. That way Chris Gersbeck and I can keep. If you want to hear the garbage trucks of Boise
and other
audio thrills, keep us helping us out. We're about to run over time and then I'm going to be jailed.
All right.
Curtis, as Joe Franklin used to say, let's stay in close contact.
Let's do. God bless Joe Franklin, wherever he is.
He's out there, I mean, in the cosmos.
Oh, there's a trash truck right there. Hey guys.
Oh, let's save that when you come back onto the next episode.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good to talk to you, David. Congratulations on all of your huge success in show business.
Right back at you, Curtis Digers.
Thank you very much. Good night and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Since you've been gone.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.